How hard can it be, pasting pictures into a scrapbook? Well, apparently harder than you may think. That's why the cable TV channel DIY actually runs a daily show called Scrapbooking. Slate TV critic Dennis Cass has cut and pasted together these thoughts.
Until I started watching Scrapbooking, I thought photographs did a pretty good job of preserving memories. I was wrong. Scrapbooking's host, the diva of die cuts, Sandy Genovese, has shown me that even the most captivating pictures need embellishments.
Here's a tip. Use your children's artwork as a background page in your scrapbook. Make sure to apply a deacidification spray in case the paper is not archivally safe.
Each episode, Genovese brings in scrapbook giants like Jennifer O'Byrne, a.k.a. the Chalk Lady. Guests like O'Byrne teach viewers how to enhance their memories with ribbons, bows, buttons, beads, stickers, glitter, gauze, charms, and brads. I've learned how to work with vellum, how to design my own font, and how to add narrative flourish with journaling. That's writing to you and me. Because while a picture may be worth 1,000 words, that's not nearly enough. You need to add a few of your own. And some yarn. Scrapbooking could easily be dismissed as a marginal cable show, but it's the inevitable outgrowth of a popular cultural phenomenon. There are retail outlets dedicated to the hobby, which is sometimes referred to as scrapping, as well as parties, weekend retreats, and even sleepaway camps for kids. In fact, the industry grosses between $2 and $3 billion a year. Scrapbooking isn't a craft. It's a movement. As pedestrian as the art of scrapbooking may seem, the practice actually has a distinguished literary pedigree. Scrapbooks have distant roots in the commonplace book, in which people since antiquity have copied down favorite quotations, aphorisms, bits of verse, and even jokes. Mark Twain was a proto-scrapper, collecting memorabilia from his travels in scrapbooks. And in 1872, Twain invented, patented, and successfully marketed Mark Twain's Patent Scrapbook, which featured self-pasting pages. By some accounts, it was his most profitable book. If Twain were alive today, he'd undoubtedly get a spot on DIY scrapbooking, where industry experts discuss the finer points of thousands of different scrapbook supplies.
You brought lots of things today, and you said that you did them all with markers.
I did. I did them all with the Dotterific pen.
Mm-hmm.
And this has two different tips on it.
Uh-huh.
This offers a large tip that you can draw lots of really different, all different sizes of dots. Very, very versatile.
Uh-huh.
And then it offers a smaller tip that you can draw with. You can actually do really, really small dots, too.
Way cool. Double duty on one pen.
Absolutely.
Guests showcase shiny trinkets, sumptuous papers, and rubber stamps that are just too cute. With all this paraphernalia, one thing is clear. As a scrapper, your charge is not merely to decorate, but to enshrine. Of course, the question that underlies all this activity is, why do people scrap? Well, for starters, scrapping feels good. Tearing paper is therapeutic, said one of the show's guests. But scrappers also seem at least partially driven by guilt. It's not enough to create a good life for the people around you. You have to preserve it for them as well. And scrappers also seem to be victims of the kind of domestic perfectionism that made Martha Stewart both a household name and a punchline. The culture of scrapping does not so much encourage homemade touches as demand them. It's very easy to get carried away. Some of the pages shown on scrapbooking are so busy that the photographs get lost in all the bric-a-brac. In one episode, the camera panned away from a cute baby photograph to focus on the embellishments. Now, if it's rude to pass judgment on a stranger's bad taste, it's even ruder to pass judgment on how they keep memories. But at that moment, I couldn't help but think, hey, what about the kid?
Dennis Cass writes about television for Slate. You can see Scrapbooking, the TV show, every weekday morning on the DIY cable channel. DIY stands for Do It Yourself.